I would like to call to order the Bay Area Toll Authority meeting for Wednesday, July 25th, 2012. If we may have a roll call, please.
Good morning, Commissioners. Chair Adrian Tissier.
Here.
Vice Chair Amy Reinworth.
Here.
Commissioner Tom Azambrato. Commissioner Tom Bates. Commissioner David Campos. Commissioner Dave Cortese.
Here.
Commissioner Bill Dodd.
Here.
Commissioner Doreen Giacopini.
Here.
Commissioner Federal Glover. Commissioner Mark Green.
Here.
Commissioner Scott Haggerty.
Here.
Commissioner Ann Halstead.
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Steve Kinsey. Commissioner Sam Licardo. Commissioner Jake McKenzie. Commissioner Kevin Mullen. Commissioner Bijan Sartipi. Commissioner Jim Spearing.
Present.
Commissioner Scott Weiner.
Present.
We have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Great. Thank you very much. Item number two, if you wouldn't mind reading the compensation announcement.
Certainly. In accordance with state law, I am making the following announcement. Each member of the board here today will be entitled to receive $100 per meeting attended, up to a maximum of $500 per month per agency. This amount is provided as a result of convening a meeting for which each member is entitled to collect such amount. Thank you.
Thank you. I have no chair report this morning. We'll move into the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
Second.
We have a motion, a second. All in favor? Any opposed? Seeing none, that passes. A financial market update, Mr. Mayhew.
Well, good morning after that start. We're just going to chat for a second about probably the stuff you're following. There have been two things that have sort of rattled the market pretty good over the last few months. One has been relatively substantial action taken by Moody's to downgrade all of the major banks that have operations that work internationally, mainly in Europe. What has happened with those banks, and most of them hit us. You see the chart up above you basically just outlines the banks that have gone to two different things. One, they have a long-term rating. The other one is a short-term rating. The short-term ratings on our banks have been affected. And so we have gotten to a point now where some of them are very close to where they might lose both of their short-term ratings and not be what we call 2A7 eligible or money market fund eligible. Which means we have to start looking at what to do for options. So basically all we're going to do is with the Moody's downgrades, we have plenty of options. It's not 2008. The market is pretty wide open right now. We do have higher rated banks that are available that we can replace as the year goes by. We also have a couple of options in the market. One is very simple, and it's built into the documents, allows us to change the modes of the documents, so instead of being weekly, they would trade less frequently, and that eliminates the need for credit support behind them. And there's also sort of new old instrument coming out now because of the way the financial markets are working, and that's banks direct lending, and where a bank actually, instead of giving you a line of credit for which they get charged, they actually will just lend you the money for which they actually get a credit. It's very different because they won't lend money to anybody else, but they're sort of anxious to do that. We're going to change some modes on two of the sets of bonds right away, and that has to do with Lloyds and Morgan Stanley. Lloyds because they are coming up on their renewal anyway, and Morgan Stanley because their rating's very close. And then the rest we'll be looking at over the rest of the summer. The other thing you probably have been following or not, depending on your interest in CNBC, is, of course, the manipulation of the LIBOR rate. LIBOR stands for London Interbank Offered Rate. It is one of the most confusing indexes in the world because the fact that it's been manipulated is not surprising since it is an index designed to be manipulated. It is the overnight rate for banks that what they would charge each other if they were borrowing in dollars. The rate is basically a benchmark for all short-term rates because in the United States, the Federal Reserve does not set rates on a daily basis. So that's the one we watch. There have been a couple of sets of interesting charges, some indictments. One has to do with traders doing what traders do, making a little extra profit after they already made lots of money and going to jail for it. The other one has to do with, and the first one to come out is Barclays. And that has to do with the bank actually intentionally manipulating the rate or attempting to. And what that has to do is that Barclays has admitted that during 2008, possibly into 2009, they intentionally lowered their bids so that they would not show the distress their bank was in. There's no indication that that component of it extends to any domestic banks yet, but we're just going to have to see. There's the Japanese are investigating it. The Europeans are investigating. The Americans are investigating. So this is going to go on for a while. Ordinarily, Barclays and some have come out and said this is a victimless crime because what we really did was keep mortgages and credit cards and other things artificially low or potentially artificially low. You remember, the rate is set with 16 banks submitting bids every day. Four highs are thrown out, four lows are thrown out, very Olympic judging here. Then the middle are sort of averaged, and then that becomes your rates. So there's really no way of knowing yet how much that rate was or was not manipulated and how much those intentional manipulations really actually manipulated the rate. And it's going to take a while for people to figure this one out. On our side, we do have LIBOR-based swaps where we get payments based on LIBOR, so there is a potential that if the rate was manipulated artificially low, we were underpaid. And we're going to have to let that settle out for a while before we'll really, again, it's going to take a while to figure out just all the that possibly could have happened here. And that's it for now. We'll be working in the market to do some refunding, so somewhere in the fall, and we'll let you know about them later. Any questions?
Okay, let me just ask, are there any questions, Brian, by commissioners? Okay, well, thank you very much for keeping such a good watch of our funds and being a steward. And I think that you're so highly regarded in the nation that the banks call you and say, all right, Brian, what should we do to fix all this? So thank you again for your report. With that, chair's back.
Okay, we now into a closed session. So I would like to ask all of those who are not part, which is our board here, that you will have to step out for a little bit.
Madam Chair, if I may announce that we're moving into closed session for a conference with legal counsel regarding the audit by the Bureau of State Audits pursuant to government California Government Code Section 54956.75.
Thank you. Okay, if you wouldn't mind reporting out before we adjourn this last meeting.
Yes, BATA met in closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.75 regarding the audit by the Bureau of State Audits, and there is no reportable action.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there a motion to adjourn? Second. Okay, this meeting of the Bay Area Toll Authority is adjourned.